Left-wing pop star Rihanna is now a billionaire. By Simon Kent on August 5, 2021. Left-wing pop star Rihanna is now a billionaire. Forbes said Wednesday, making her one of the richest woman musicians on the planet. The Barbados-born singer parlayed pop chart success into a massive makeup and fashion empire, with earnings that now dwarf those of other music megastars like Madonna and Beyoncé, AFP reports. Forbes, which regularly compiles lists of the world's richest people, estimated around $1.4 billion of her nest egg comes from the value of cosmetics company Fenty Beauty, a partnership with French fashion giant LVMH. All of which stands in singular opposition to the Love on the Brain singer's previous espousal of left-wing causes and principles of shared wealth. As Breitbart News reported, in 2019 she suggested Trump was the most mentally ill human being in America right now, adding the president's response to the mass shooting in El Paso in that year was racist. Previous to that, Rihanna accused the United States Border Patrol of terrorism over their use of tear gas to stop migrants from illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border while attacking Trump for seeking to ensure the southern border remained sound. Rihanna has always used her huge social media presence to support left-wing values, such as the time she endorsed Andrew Gillum in the Florida gubernatorial race in 2018. If you're tired of feeling like you don't matter in the political process, know the most important thing you can do in supporting a candidate is finding someone who will take on critical issues such as making minimum wage a livable wage, paying teachers what they're worth, ensuring criminal justice reform, making healthcare a right, and repealing Stand Your Ground, the Diamond singer said in support of Gillum. Despite her endorsement and the help of rap mogul Diddy, Gillum's campaign was a losing effort. The Grammy winner singer and actress also protested Trump playing her music at what she called his tragic rallies after her song Don't Stop the Music was apparently played. She then went after Republican lawmakers in the state of Alabama when they signed abortion legislation, describing them as shameful idiots curtailing women's rights. Take a look. These are the idiots making decisions for women in America, the Grammy award-winning singer wrote in a Twitter post, accompanied by an image of Republican lawmakers who voted in favor of the legislation. Governor Kay Ivey, shame on you. In 2019, Rihanna honored left-wing activist Sean King at her annual Diamond Ball. But the celebration was criticized by fellow leftists. They took to social media and excoriated her for her judgment, including criticism over the way the controversial social justice activist King threatened to sue a fellow activist earlier that year. In 2015, Rihanna visited Old Havana, Cuba, so that she could participate in a photo shoot for a Vanity Fair cover. That year, Cuba's communist government issued a demolition order for every church in the Abel Santa Maria district in the southern city of Santiago de Cuba. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.